Thank you, Mr. President. And let me begin by appreciating your efforts, the guiding questions, and the various compilations that the Secretariat has produced. We are trying to capture something elusive and novel, and something which has consistently outpaced regulatory efforts. At a general level, for us, the definition is related to the scope and to the obligations of the instrument, and for compliance if that is applicable. For example, if we are talking of prohibitions and restrictions, does this definition apply to either prohibitions or restrictions or both? What is it that we are, a technology that meets these criteria, is this to be prohibited or restricted? Or are they different? That's one point. My second point is that we would like to have a clearer understanding of which technologies or which weapons or which weapon systems or which effects in users of such technologies, weapons and weapon systems might be affected by a potential instrument, and what would be the impact on future weapons and weapon systems. Clarity and precision are important. We will, of course, have to study the elements carefully and come back with our detailed comments. A couple of other points. We have one, we have consistently said that we are discussing, in this context, the lethal uses of force. Second, are we talking of technologies or weapons and weapon systems? We have also consistently said that technology should not be stigmatized. We would therefore at this stage indicate a preference for approaching this with the intention of identifying specific weapons and weapon systems. On the question of human intervention slash control slash involvement slash agency, this is very difficult, and we will need to study this further. We are okay with the concept of activation and with identification, selection, and engagement. Thank you.